Benazzo, the last years of his life, suffered from tuberculosis, a harmless lung illness. He went to the city of Lemberg for, allegedly, for the sake of cure. Allegedly, that was not his purpose. He went there for a much higher reason. He came back the last 2 years of his life when he was suffering. He devoted his time, his effort, most of his discussions to strengthen Huna, the hearts and minds of his Talmidim, and to destroy the element of Chakira, philosophy. His favorite saying was, Ashreinu, how fortunate we are that we received the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the agent that got the Torah from Hashem, delivered it to us. And the Torah begins with the words, Bereishis Bara Elokim, which means very simple faith. No philosophy. In the beginning, Hashem created the heavens and the earth, and that's it. No question about evolution or how or what. Simply, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. We go on from there. This is what's meant by true emunah. Ben Azal stressed constantly that every word of the Torah is emunah. The Pasuk says, Kol mitzvah secha emunah. Every word of the Torah is mitzvah Hashem, and every mitzvah is based upon emunah. The truth is emunah and nothing else. A person can live with the Torah by simply having emunah in every word of the Torah. Believe every word of the Torah is the word of Hashem. That is the yesod of our emunah. Because once we have that emunah solidly, then a person can never be swayed by a philosopher. Whatever anyone else says contrary to the Torah, we know that that is false. Torah is the word of Hashem. Hashem's word is what rules.